This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Wisconsin Christmas Parade.
Oh my God!
Turns deadly.
I could see kids just laying on the street.
Two hostages released in Haiti.
Hopefully the others will be released as well.
Kyle Rittenhouse's post-verdict interview.
I had to do it. I was just attacked.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. A Christmas parade has turned into a holiday tragedy after a man driving an SUV plowed into parade goers in Waukesha, Wisconsin. At least five people are dead, dozens more injured. CBS's Nancy Chan is there.
The holiday parade in Waukesha turned from celebration to horror in an instant. The woman who shot this video says she saw the red SUV hit at least three people, running over two of them.
One of the two got up, the other one did not for quite some time.
Stunned bystanders hurried to help the injured.
We wanted about 10 to 15 people down in the street.
The vehicle struck more than 20 individuals. Some of the individuals were children, and there were some fatalities as a result of this incident.
I just heard a really loud bang, and I saw a red blur.
Sarah Saldivar was at the parade with her two young children.
Then I just saw little girls flying. You saw multiple bodies thrown through the road, and you saw, like, the lawn chairs and the blankets.
Police eventually recovered the vehicle, and they say they have one person of interest in custody.
A law enforcement source says terrorism is not suspected. More than a month after 17 missionaries were kidnapped in Haiti, their captors have released two of them. More from CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Exactly how that release was negotiated is still unclear, but the gang responsible for the kidnappings has been known to free hostages for medical reasons. In a statement, Christian Aid Ministries said, "While we rejoice at this release, our hearts are with the 15 people who are still being held. The two were among the 16 Americans and one Canadian, including women and five children, abducted by a gang known as the 400 Mwozo. Last month, it threatened to kill the hostages if the gang did not receive a $17 million ransom."
In his first interview since his trial, the man acquitted in the shootings of three Black Lives Matter protesters says he actually supports the movement. Kyle Rittenhouse spoke with Fox News for an interview that airs tonight.
"This case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense. I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating."
Closing arguments begin this morning in the trial of three white men charged with killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was running through their neighborhood. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Brunswick, Georgia.
Closing arguments are expected to take several hours today. But before the jury actually gets handed the case, the court is actually going to give jurors instructions on how to interpret some of the legal language in the case, including the phrase citizen's arrest. Now, the defense claims the defendants were attempting a citizen's arrest on Arbery. But on Friday, the lead prosecutor argued Arbery wasn't committing a crime, so a citizen's arrest was not warranted. The judge indicated he will make it clear to the jury that a citizen's arrest can only happen immediately after a crime has been committed. Now, lawyers for the defense claim this is going to gut their case, since they say the McMichaels and Bryan were trying to arrest Arbery because they thought he was a burglar.
The Thanksgiving rush is on, and CBS's Lilia Luciano has been talking to flyers at LAX in Los Angeles.
Millions of Americans are bracing for long lines, full flights, and packed airports in what's expected expected to be the biggest holiday travel period since the start of the pandemic.
I think things are getting back to normal, even with the spike.
On Saturday, 2 million flyers went through TSA checkpoints, but worker shortages and COVID concerns are worrying some travelers.
I'm honestly nervous to be in the airport. It's a lot of people.
As life continues to open up for the holidays here, a European country is going on lockdown. Here's CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Shops and cafes are closed across Austria as public life winds down in the latest lockdown there. There were protests in several countries over the weekend as governments imposed new restrictions in a bid to curb the surge across the continent. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A CBS News survey shows real-life consequences because of inflation this holiday season. CBS News Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto.
A majority of Americans call inflation difficult or even a hardship for them personally, rather than just an inconvenience. And those Americans report planning some kind of cutback, like delaying a big purchase, cutting back on gift purchases, or taking fewer trips. And 7 in 10 of them say they'll scale back holiday celebrations.
Another survey says more than 3 of 4 adult shoppers have had trouble finding what they wanted or finding the right price this holiday season. Bankrate.com senior analyst Ted Rossman.
Electronics are noticeably hard to find, especially things like the latest Xbox and the PlayStation 5. And, you know, these are things that have really flown off the physical and digital shelves. Otherwise, you know, I think it's more sporadic. Like if you're in the market for a new refrigerator, you might either have to wait or not necessarily get the model you want.
Nearly 3 of 4 shoppers say they're using a different approach due to supply chain issues. The Tiger King star known as Joe Exotic has been transferred to a federal medical facility after being diagnosed with cancer. His attorney says he has a host of medical issues. He's serving time after being convicted of trying to hire hitmen to kill Carol Baskin, also featured in the Netflix show. Last night's Lakers-Pistons game briefly turned into basket brawl.
Uh-oh, Stewart and LeBron. And everybody's coming out now.
LA's LeBron James, Detroit's Isaiah Stewart got into it after James's arm hit Stewart's eye and drew blood. Stewart and James were both tossed. It was only the second ejection of James's career. His teammate Anthony Davis says it was an accident. James tried to apologize when Stewart came after him. K-pop rules at the American Music Awards. South Korea's BTS has become the first Asian group to win Artist of the Year, also picking up awards for Favorite Pop Duo or Group, Favorite Pop Song for Butter at the awards, seen on ABC.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A missing tennis star appears to have been found.
The International Olympic Committee says Chinese tennis star Peng Shui had a video call on Sunday with its president and told him she is safe and well. And photos were just released from a youth tournament in Beijing where she appears to have also made an appearance with children. She's been absent for nearly 3 weeks after posting on Chinese social media that a former vice premier had sexually assaulted her several years ago. Peng's disappearance and official silence in response to appeals for information prompted calls for a boycott of the Winter Olympics in Beijing in February. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It used to be unusual for college football coaches to be fired in midseason, but times change. And Florida's Dan Mullen has become the 13th coach to be canned from an FBS division school. He was fired after the Gators' sixth loss in 9 games. He gets a $12 million buyout. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, November 22nd, 2021. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.